Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, let's talk about money matters. Speaking to, joining me is Maya Fisher-French. She's a presenter of award-winning Money Matters show on ENCA. She's the founder of Maya on Money. She's editor of the Money Pages at City Press. And I want to know, what happened to lay-by? Hello,
hi.
Maya. Hello.
Yes.
Can I please ask you... Yeah, there's a bit of an echo. Could you please turn the speaker down?
Okay, let me know what I'm going to do quickly. I'm just going to pop my ears back in again. I'm trying to avoid the echo. Is that better?
That's much better. Okay, thank you so much.
Technology. yes, you know, whatever happened to lay-by, I remember I was a teenager when I bought, you know, clothes on lay-by.
Yes.
Because when you're a teenager, you can't have a store card. And I wanted something and I had to save for it. So I bought it on lay-by. But that's pretty much kind of disappeared. It's just not a concept that we use very much at all today.
Why? I mean, this was part of what the wisdom that our grandparents, our grandmothers specifically imparted to us. You know, is this amazing tool of, you know, delayed gratification, I suppose it is, and you saved up for it, you know.
Well, I think that's the point, delayed gratification. Why delay gratification when you can have it today?
You can pay extra, but you can
pay
have it today.
For the gratification today. So, I think that's exactly what's happened. So, you know, lay-by, and it does still exist today, by the way, in some stores like Pep, for example. I think Ackermans does it. There are stores that still do it, but it's definitely not prevalent. So you go and you buy your item, and you would have paid it off. So maybe over 2 or 3 months. I think in the case of my jersey, it took me 3 months to pay it off, but there's no interest. And if you can't finish paying it off, you just released from the agreement and they actually give you your money back.
Yes.
So, you know, we've swapped that for, I want the jersey now, I want to take it home today. And therefore I'm going to be charged not only interest, but initiation fees and credit protection fees and all these other fees, but I'm going to basically, that jersey is going to cost me twice what it would have cost me if I just bought it with cash. And that's really been, I think, that swap out of I want to take it home today. I don't want to be paying it off. And I think, you know, we talking clothes here, but really where I see lay-by coming back possibly is actually for big ticket items. So maybe you want to buy a television, but you don't want to putting 10,000 rand on your on credit. You can actually pay it off over several months with this contract that doesn't hold you to, you know, to these massive issues if you default or you're unable to make the payments.
So interesting. I mean, one of the things that I learned during lockdown level 5 is, and it does come back to what we're talking about now, Maya, is that cost of living is cheap. Cost of lifestyle is expensive. And buying something on lay-by versus buying something on credit. Buying on credit is a lifestyle choice. And if we had to calculate all that we spend on our lifestyle choices, I think that we would be just gobsmacked.
We would be absolutely horrified. You know, I've always said, people say, oh, I just don't have enough money to save, or I can't come out. So I say, well, how does somebody earning less than you come out?
Yeah.
You know, you can always save money. I mean, it's so right. It's actually those choices. And I think sometimes it's the way the choice is presented to us as well. I don't think people honestly understand the cost of credit. They don't. It's largely hidden from us because it's this monthly amount that we pay back. So you borrow 10,000 rand and you don't really think about that, what the total cost is, which by the way would probably be about 15,000 rand by the time you finish paying it back. You just see, oh, I must pay back 500 rand a month for the next 2 years or whatever it is. So you look at that monthly installment and you think, oh, that feels reasonable. That feels affordable. But you've never done the multiplication of what that costs you over the time. And in fact, one of the great ways, you know, if you're buying a new cell phone and you want to take out a contract, go find out what that's actually costing you. You know, pay off a cell phone, you know, over the next 24 months. Well, times that installment by 24 months, and you'll find out what the cell phone actually costs. But
exactly.
We don't do that. We just look at the monthly affordability and we don't realize how much it's truly costing us. And I think, you know, there's been a lot of work has gone into making sure that people are I suppose, separated from the real cost of things to make it more available and more, you know, accessible to just be able to do things immediately, rather than, and have that sale. I mean, if you're a store owner and you're selling something, you want the money now. You don't want a lay-by system necessarily where you're getting the money every, you know, every month because, yes, of course, if that person takes out credit, the credit company, the bank, pays the merchant up front and then collects the money from the consumer. So from a merchant's perspective, you can also see they're going to say, oh, well, you know, I want the sale today.
It's very interesting. While we don't, you know, just we need to be more conscious about our money. Maya, I have to let you go because we're out of time, but I've really enjoyed speaking to you. Hopefully it won't be the last time. And thank you so much.
Great.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too.
Take it. Bye-bye. That's, isn't she interesting? Oh, my gosh. What a lovely, smart lady. I love brilliant woman. Maya Fisher-French, she's a presenter of the popular award-winning Money Matters show on ENCA, and she's the founder of Money on Money, Maya on Money, and editor of the Money Pages at City Press. If you missed any of it, you want to listen to it again, get to highfm.com. Tomorrow morning, the podcast will be up.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.